see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, hour number three here on this Hump Day Wednesday, June 10th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A power line company is amping up its public outreach after previous public blowups. A transmission line company looking to stretch a massive high-voltage line 50 miles from Eaton to Livingston County is ramping up its public outreach with 7 open houses. These open houses will be available for landowners, property owners, and the community to come and express their concerns and comments in late July. The Michigan Electric Transmission Company, METC, a subsidiary of ITC Holdings, is significantly expanding its public outreach efforts as it advances plans for its Oneida, Sabine Lake massive voltage line expansion. This comes after being chastised publicly by the Michigan Public Service Commission chairman for taking an easy, lazy path for routing lines and being totally dismissive to the concerns of property owners during their prior project. This is going to be a proposed $250 million project that would connect an existing substation in Oneida Township with the southwest of Grand Ledge to a new substation planned in Kokota Township near Fowlerville. The project calls for the construction of a 345-kilovolt transmission line designed to increase the regional transmission capacities of the area, improve grid reliability, and support future electricity demands. During the media briefing on Tuesday, ITC Michigan President Charles Marshall acknowledged the company has altered its approach to public engagement after encountering resistance during their Helix-Hippo transmission line siting process. This project, too, stretched a large high-voltage line from the Indiana border to a substation near Springport. We intentionally stepped back and reevaluated. There has been recognition that we need to revise our approach. This is certainly much more than what we did just a couple of years ago during the previous project. Under Michigan's Public Act 30 process, only a single public meeting is required before a utility files a transmission line siting application with the Michigan Public Service Commission. Marshall said, we are going to do 7. So looking to be a little bit more engaged with the public. We got a few more paragraphs in this story, some additional projects they're looking at. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to finish up this story about this power line company getting some blowback from the public on their last project Now they're planning on having 30 town hall meetings with the public. This project began back in the summer of 2025 by convening with local officials and community leaders to identify areas that should be avoided and potential opportunities for rerouting the cable. It held 7 public meetings back in January and February that drew more than 1,000 residents and generated more than 2,500 comments, according to their regional manager, Ben Tyrell. Project has now advanced to the third phase when 7 complete route options have been identified across portions of Eaton, Ingham, and Livingston counties. The company is hosting 7 additional open houses next month and has broadened the notification efforts by inviting anyone who lives within 1 mile of a proposed route, as well as residents that live between the route alternatives. The company has also created an interactive online mapping system allowing residents to examine the route options near their property and submit their comments directly online. Marshall said this additional outreach is intended to help build the record that ultimately will be reviewed by the Michigan Public Service Commission when selecting the final route. The Oneida Sabine Lake Line is one of 3 Michigan projects included in the Mid-Continent Independent Systems Operators Long-Range Transmission Plan, which was approved back in December of 2024. ITC expects to file its siting application next year, with construction beginning after regulatory approval and property acquisitions. So, getting a little bit of a blowback from the last time they did it, they're changing their mode of operandi. Got a question for you. Should you pay more for your car insurance simply for being a loyal customer? Auto insurance companies in Michigan would be banned from charging a customer more based on them being a loyal customer than they would charge somebody who is actively comparison shopping. Under a Senate bill by Jeremy Moss, Democrat from Bloomfield Township, they're basically outlawing in the bill price optimization. Moss, who's term limited and running for the congressional 11th U.S. House District, first introduced a bill very similar to Senate Bill 103 back in 2016 when he served as a state representative. His bill received testimony on June 3rd at the 2nd Senate Economic and Community Development Committee meeting of this year. While insurance critics worried about price optimization see it as a practice of auto insurance companies charging a driver more, not because of their risk profile, but because data shows that they're a loyal returning customer or have other qualities that signal that they're most likely to tolerate increased prices. Did you know that your rates may be higher just because you're a loyal customer to your insurance company? Price optimization is a shady practice that companies use to determine the highest price that you're willing to pay for insurance using non-risk factors like your shopping habits, your online activity, demographic data, and other personal information. For instance, Moss said a loyal customer may have their rates jacked up because car insurers know that they're likely to renew their policy, whatever the increased cost may be, without comparison shopping. If you're less likely to comparison shop, you're not going to see the same rewards, discounts, perks, and other special offers as somebody else who may shop around receive. Even if you're in the same risk pool, insurance rates should be set as based on risk factors, not whether you're willing to shop around or continue to pay more for insurance just because you refuse to do so. Moss went on to say that Maryland was the first state to ban the practice of setting their rates this way back in 2014. Ohio insurance regulators published a similar bulletin a year later, 2015. Well, Janine Geese, the legislative liaison manager for the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services, described price optimization as a strategy to charge the highest price a consumer would be willing to tolerate. March of 2024, the Department of Insurance Financial Services issued a bulletin to property and casualty insurance companies calling the practice discriminatory and not permitted under the state's laws. Geese said the department's bulletin, which currently could change with an administrative change, could be codified into law under Moss's bill. Geese added that there is also about 18 other states that have banned this practice. So far, to my understanding, there hasn't been any lawsuits about this. Other insurers, when they're doing their filings, they have to also attest that they're not using price optimization as a result of the bulletin. So, kind of holding car insurance companies accountable. Pretty interesting. Finally, another short story. A petition seeking a Minden Township referendum related to a solar energy zoning ordinance is invalid because the circulators of the petition listed their mailing address instead of their city or township, according to an appeals court panel. Michigan Court of Appeals, judges Marion Bazzi, Michelle Rick, and Ali Maldano acknowledge the plaintiff's arguments regarding them being disenfranchised, who assume that city or township means their mailing address. However, the court recognized that the best source of public policy would be in the legislature. Therefore, deferring to the legislature regarding matters with complex or social policy ramifications. Circulators were simply required to obtain 34 signatures to get a referendum on the ballot. Township Clerk Darcy Lipsky initially determined that 8 petition circulators had 108 valid signatures, but she subsequently reversed the wrongly decided process, but the appeals panel held that it must follow the decision. Under the Wickman ruling, written now by Michigan Supreme Court Justice Noah Hood, held that circulators of ballot petitions must strictly comply with election law, which means the petition sheets are invalid if the circulator listed a mailing or postal address. Singular reference to mailing provided in MCL 168.544 C4 does not indicate that the legislature intended a circulator to provide a mailing address consistent with the United States Postal Service, rather than the city or township in the circulator certificate, when the Michigan election law repeatedly refers to those terms elsewhere, consistent with the specific legal meanings, said the opinion. So I guess what you need to do, folks, if you're ever going to do a petition, you need to talk to your local clerk. Make sure you clearly understand, as the circulator, how you're to fill out your address on the bottom of the sheet. Some of these cases, so simply was a misunderstanding. Only required to give 34 signatures to put a referendum on the ballot? Well, they went out and got 108, but they filled the petition sheet out wrong as the circulator. Talk to your clerk and get clarification. Let's see. One last short story here before we close out the last half hour. Oh, this is interesting. We'll start this right now, but we'll continue it on the other side. The executive director of Voters Not Politicians, the group behind creating a citizen-run redistricting commission, disconnected from lawmakers and other government officials, called for a state constitutional convention. Well, in referring to it, they're calling this ConCon a Trojan horse. Every 16 years in Michigan, voters are asked if a convention should be called to rewrite Michigan's constitution. Voters will be asked this in November. After such a question failed back in 2010, 33.4% to 66.6%. 16 years earlier, 1994, it failed 72% to 28%. Well, today, via a virtual press conference featuring representatives from Voters Not Politicians, Progress Michigan, and media, was all part of the effort making abortion access constitutionally protected in Michigan. Well, in addition, the Michigan League of Conservation Voters and the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan all participated. What was it specifically they were talking about? The upcoming question that will be on the ballot in November. Do we want to push forward to protect special interest coalitions? Or do we want to sit back and allow business associations and union groups to push voters to oppose the ConCon question? Well, they're spending some money. We'll get into that. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.